Hello, and welcome to the 12th episode of the Toncast. This is the lost episode. How do I know it's lost? I can see the future. It's not because when putting this the episodes up on the web, I forgot to have a number 12. I just skipped it. It's not because of that. It's not because I went from 11 to 13. It's because this episode got lost. It's very rare. So you should be excited to be listening to it. It's one of those, you know, gems of a great artist, that, no one gets to hear until now, till it's found. So it's been found. I mean, it will be found in the future because it got lost. Episode 12 of the Toncast. I'm your host, Todd Robert Anderson, and I'm here with my very special guest, me. Why am I interviewing myself? Is it because I'm an incredible narcissist? Is it because I couldn't find anyone to do this with me this week? All these questions and more will go unanswered to maintain the illusion of a organized program, and not just something where we're just throwing up content every week for fear of, you know, people losing interest if we miss a week. It's not because of that. So anyway, moving on, I am going to ask myself some questions. Okay, me, how you doing? How you feeling? Oh, I feel great. I feel just great, me. Thank you for asking. Okay, me, why don't you tell us what's been going on in your professional life? Well, it's been good. Had the world premiere of the feature film Fuzz Track City a couple weeks ago at the Dances with Films Film Festival, and it was well received. The audience really seemed to enjoy it, which was very validating for me because I am the lead of the film. I guess for that one night, I got to be the movie star, and that was a dream come true. So it was very exciting. Outside of that, let me think here. I don't want to interrupt your thinking. But tell us what became of your. I mean, how did the movie help your career? Have the offers been pouring in? I'm sorry to say, me, not a lot of offers, and it's been kind of a slow month, not a lot going on. I did have a audition for a pilot, a series regular role, which I don't get those auditions much anymore, but it's a very fun show. I saw a lot of actors there, a lot of good actors going out for the same role, but I had a great time in the audition. It was actually a lot of fun. The producers and casting director were very warm and nice, and seemed to enjoy the choices I made and gave me some adjustments, which is always a good sign. If you go into an audition and they just listen and say thanks, then that means you don't have a shot. But if they actually work with you and want to make some changes, that means they like you. So that's always a good thing. Oh, that's interesting, me. So in the field of acting, it's actually a good thing when people tell you you did something wrong. Yes, it actually is. It's means they're interested in having you do it the way they envision it, and see if you can nail it. So, and you feel that you nailed the audition? I felt really good about the audition. I did think I nailed it. And are you going to be doing the pilot then? Well, I haven't heard back, so I don't know. Like I said, there were a lot of actors going out for the role. And in my category, 40-year-old guy, character, quirky character. There's not a lot of parts out there for not famous actors such as myself. So there's going to be a lot of competition for this role, and I'm sure I would like to get it. That would certainly be another dream come true on top of the Fuzz Track City dream come true. That would be marvelous. Once you do your work, you got to let it go. You got to walk away, let it go. Whatever happens, happens. Que sera, sera. Oh, okay, me. Yeah, that's very zen of you. You have to be zen in this business, or the rejection and negativity, you know, can really, really weigh on you. Yeah, I was listening to the two-part episode with director Steve Hicks as the host. Oh yeah, me. That was quite a duo of episodes. Yeah. It was. You seemed real drunk. That's because I was. It was also the middle of the night. So I was very tired, and it was an interesting. That was one of the early episodes of the Toncast. It was certainly an interesting experiment. I think there's a lot of fun stuff in there, but you're right. I'm very slurry and don't make a lot of sense. Yeah, and towards the end there, in the second part, you just sounded really sad. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes I am zen about the way life has turned out as far as my career is concerned. And other times, you know, I have to allow myself to get sad. And on that particular night, I was frustrated and angry, and because of the late hour and the whiskey in my system, whiskey is a depressant. So if you get drunk sometimes, you can get kind of sad, especially if you're overtired. And that's what happened. So, I was being a bit histrionic, I guess, a bit dramatic. But sometimes when I think about my career, it does make me sad. And that's what was happening in that interview. If people found that depressing, I'm certainly sorry. But it was, at least for the time, at the moment, it was honest. But, you know, there's been other moments since then, obviously, where I've been like, I love acting. Acting's great. So, you know, you go back and forth, in and out. What is it that exactly you want? And what would keep you from feeling miserable about your career? I think more work, really. That's it? Just more work? I mean, most people try to avoid work. Yeah, I know. I know, that's a good point, me. But when you're an actor, you're happiest when you're working, really. It's not so nice to not work. I think, the grass is always greener. I'm sure some people look at me and say, he's living the life of Riley, only, you know, he's got weeks off here and there and can do whatever he wants. And really, no, because, you know, when you're worried about money coming in, you can't run off and, you know, spend money willy-nilly. You have to lock down and spend your time, you know, writing. I'm working on a novel right now. Oh, that's interesting. What's the name of the novel? It's called The Headache Man. Oh, interesting, me. What's it about? It's about a guy with a headache. Ah, hence the title. Yes. Is it, what genre is it? It's actually a horror thriller. It's about a guy with a headache who discovers that if he hurts people, his headache will subside. And it's the only treatment that works. Interesting. That sounds like a scary, crazy book. It is, and it's also funny, and I think, poignant. It's definitely reflects our current social climate. So there's a lot to think about in there. I think it's a good novel. I think people will enjoy it once it gets out there. Do you have a publisher for that? No, I don't. Do you know of any publishers? No, me, because, you know, I'm you, and I don't know anything more than you do. Ah, right. It's just we're just one person talking to each other. Yes, I'm suddenly becoming very confused. If we're one person talking to each other, we're just one person talking. Yes, but trying to maintain the format of an interview show by addressing myself, yourself, as me. Right, me. You got it, me? I got it, me. Anyway, let's talk about some other Toncast episodes from the past. What have been some of your favorites? Oh, you know, for me, they're all quite wonderful. I'm talking about the hosts, of course, because everybody brings something very unique to the table. And I find having these conversations in this somewhat heightened environment of a recorded show, you learn things about yourself. And that's a lot of fun, I think. Learn about yourself through the eyes of other people. And some of the people I know very well, and some of them, you know, I've only known for a short time, and we're not exactly close friends, but people obviously I like and respect. A few episodes back, I was interviewed by Shane Nickerson, and you know, we've done some storytelling nights together. And I really enjoyed just talking to that guy, and glad, you know, I have this podcast as an excuse to hang out and talk to a fun guy like Shane. A lot of funny stories about strip clubs and whatnot. And then, of course, you know, one of my favorites early on was Dre was a hostess's name. And she was very concerned that it wouldn't be an entertaining interview. And in the end, I thought it was a very funny sort of take on a pop culture interview, you know, a softball interview. But it was a nice kind of satirical twist on that. I enjoyed that. Honestly, everybody's been wonderful. And I've really enjoyed doing these episodes. And I look forward to doing more with actual, you know, podcast hosts instead of me talking to myself. I think, well, let's talk about other podcasts. Why don't we? Oh, that's an interesting idea. What other podcasts do you enjoy? I listen to a lot. Most recently, I've added one called Pod Gods. Speaking of talking about podcasts, with two guys. One whose name Lacks Dude and follows my movie comedy group, The Film Pigs. He hates everything. He's kind of a funny chap. He hates everything. So it's interesting to hear him talk about podcasts. So I've been enjoying that one. I listened to Greg Proops, his Smartest Man in the World podcast. I enjoy that a lot. And that's just a guy talking, but he has an audience there to work off of. So it's a little different than me just talking into a microphone and pretending I'm interviewing myself. So I enjoy that. And sometimes I listen to Comedy Bang Bang, which is a kind of funny improv show. Sometimes, you know, it's sort of a hit or miss show. Sometimes it's absolutely hysterical, and sometimes it's, you know, mildly amusing. It's never bad. You know, it's got a very particular format where they pretend it's going to be, you know, a run-of-the-mill celebrity interview, and then, like, you know, people crash the interview and it derails and improv, which is funny. But because it's always that formula, sometimes, you know, it's a little repetitive, I guess. So I don't listen to that one as often, because if I listen to it all the time, I think I'd get more tired of it. Unlike, say, WTF with Marc Maron, where, you know, it's, even though they call it a comedy podcast, it's really a podcast about comedy, and he interviews people, and you never know what you're going to get there. But I'm more likely to listen to that more often, because the interviews are honest, and it's not just going for a gag. I listen to a lot of movie ones. Listen to Extra Hot Great, which is a podcast about pop culture, television, and movies, and music, and everything. And they're a lot of fun. You know, I don't always agree with their opinions, and I freely admit that sometimes when their opinion is so far opposite of mine, I will angrily turn off the podcast. I'll eventually turn it back on and listen to it, but you know, that's how I get them. I turn it off. You don't like Tim and Eric? Awesome show, great job. Turning you off. Yeah, so I listen to that, and How This Get Made's all right, which is some actors talking about bad movies, and there's a little one podcast called Film Pigs, which I enjoy, and I'm actually on it. How is that for you, listening to yourself when you listen to these things? How is that for you? It's weird. Sometimes, like, you know, the one I did with Pam Ribbon, or as I like to call her, Pam Ribon. She is a very popular internet person. So of the Toncast, that's the one that's gotten the most attention. And she's very, very funny in that interview. But I am I have this shrill kind of nervous laugh through the whole thing that I hate. And when it's hard for me to listen to that. So it depends, like. When I'm with people I'm more comfortable with, I think I'm more listenable. And then when I'm doing these things with people, I like in Pam's case, I hadn't seen her in a while. And, you know, Shane, I didn't know as well. And, you know, different people that I don't know as well, there's a little bit more nervousness in my voice, which I don't know. This is a hobby, not a professional. This is amateur hour. So I think it's okay. I let myself off the hook a little bit, but, yeah, I can annoy myself. Or when I say stupid things, or a lot of times in a lot of podcasts, I was on a show called TV Land's The X's, and a lot of times I've said TV Land's The Extras, and I was never on a show, that Extras show with Ricky Gervais, which is not a TV Land show, it's a BBC show. I don't know why I have made that screw up so many times, but I have. So that, I hate it when I do that. I hate it when I ramble on for no particular reason, just filling up space so I can have content to add to my website. Yeah, I hate that too, me. Why don't we wrap this thing up? Okay, yeah, that's a good idea, me. So I hope you enjoyed the last episode, episode 12 of the Toncast. I'm sure eventually I'll find some more hosts to actually do this. Or not. Maybe I'll just keep interviewing myself week to week and just, you know, that's that. What are you gonna do? Oh well. So this is Todd, Todd and me, and no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is me. You know what you know that song. I'm just making it. Ah, oh, you guys. Hey, if you want to host the Toncast, would you drop me a note? I need hosts. Gah.